Let's go down to the Brisbane Lions room. I'll tell you what, this bloke was terrific today for Brisbane. The ex-Blue, Mitch Robinson, and he's with Michael Stamp.
Thanks, Mark. Mitch, you stuck with him for three quarters, but unfortunately fell away in the fourth. What happened in that last quarter?
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing. We put all the things in place, you know, the structures and stuff, and we're pretty red hot for three quarters. Last quarter, they kicked away. They kicked pretty accurately when they went inside 50. I think they kicked seven goals to our one goal four. So it's been a trend for the last 5 weeks. You know, we've had a great game, and this is that one quarter we have a lapse, and teams seem to kick pile goals on. So that's one thing we can improve on straight off the bat.
Still a lot of positives to take out of this game, just might not get in the 4 points.
Yeah, no, we're a tight-knit group, so one of our key values is family, and I think we stuck to that today. Obviously, I was playing on Fife, and when he got off the leash, and when I was a bit sore there, the boys picked him up. So, yeah, there's a lot of positives to go from the game. I think they might have won first possession, but we won the clearances. Maybe I haven't seen the total, but it felt like we're good in and around the ball today.
I'll send you upstairs to Mark Reddings, Carl Langdon and Paul Hosaby.
Yeah, well done, Mitch, on a great performance yourself. You had the task on Fife. What was it like to go up against probably the best player in the competition?
Yeah, it was a privilege. You know, it's not the role that you want to play every week, but you know, I got set the standards last night, and the coach said you'd take Fife, so yeah, it was good. You know, he's a great player. He seems to be go-to and a stoppage every time, so it made it a bit hard for me, but no, he's a champion of the game, and yeah, it was good. Just, you know, they got the win, but it was good for us.
Mitch, you sound like such a quiet, reserved fella, but out there, you're a lunatic. You throw your body out on the line and you're putting your head over it. It's a real Jekyll and Hyde by the sounds of it.
Yeah, no, this is me and my after the game. Pretty buggered, so this is me just, getting it done. But no, out there, yeah, it's been my trait for 7 years now. I just got to keep doing it. But yeah, I just got to bring that every week, and you know, hopefully we can get a couple wins towards the end of the year.
Now, 14 tackles, mate, a personal best for you. So you've got a new milestone.
Yeah, no, that's great. We didn't get the win, but I got 14 to... No.
Hey, was it your knee, or did you get a big corky? What slowed you down?
Yeah, hurt my medial during the week, so, you know, it was a touch and go this weekend, but it got up for the boys, and, yeah, big Sandilands. I don't know how much he weighs, but just got me in an awkward position on my leg and rolled my ankle and hurt my knee a little bit, but... we'll get that scanned Monday and Tuesday and go from there.
I guess, Mitch, for you, going up to Brisbane, a chance to resurrect your career. Obviously, you're thankful to the footy club for giving you a chance, and this is your big opportunity to hopefully finish off your career at this footy club with a bit of success as well.
Yeah, I still love Carlton. You know, I was with him for 6 years, and I had to be thankful they gave him an opportunity at football. And then on the other hand, Brisbane have been amazing to me. Coming in here, I feel like I've got a big experience. You know, with a few finals here and there, and I can, you know, put that under the boys. But yeah, it's a great change. I'm probably the happiest I've been outside of footy, and especially on the field. So hopefully, you know, next year or end of this year, we can get a couple of wins, and you know, have a big crack next year. But yeah, we've got to get the things in place first and go from there.
Now, you love being booed, don't you? I can see that. You absolutely love it.
I could boo by my own team, I reckon. Yeah. I might start kicking up a stink about that too. No, it was good. Fremantle, yeah, you know, they're always going to be loud at their home ground. So I think 30,000 got out today, which is good. I don't mind it. It's a fun game. So.
Yeah, it makes you more powerful. Yeah. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time today.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
There you go, Mitch Robinson. And it's nice to have a chat to him. Brisbane have been beaten by six goals, and it was a 110-point margin to St Kilda over Essendon.